There are quite a number of interesting developments as a result of the massive offences in the area that have been under Boko Haram challenge, with resounding successes, because a number of territories are being, areas are being retaken, and some of the territories are taken out, and some even in the process of in the disarray as a result of the heavy offenses and bombardments in the areas are fleeing, losing their lives in the process, and diminishing their capacity, degrading their capability, and opening the general territorial area to be taken back by the original, by the good people who inhabited the area.
Are there plans to ensure that there's massive deployment of troops to secure the place once taken away from Boko Haram's influence and control?
Of course, this time around, it will be a much more alert security arrangement that will be in place. This arrangement will include not just the troops, but the citizens and volunteers, as well as the police and other security agencies. How would the citizens be involved? At least by being alert. You know, then nobody was paying attention to, most people weren't paying attention to happenings around them. Now is to make citizens more aware, to encourage them to be more alert about their environments and things happening around, so they can assist in reporting for the security agencies and other mechanisms that were put in place to react appropriately. So you would begin to see, of course, yes, the presence of information, infrastructure that that was destroyed, it will be rebuilt, enhanced capacity will be provided, and even rehabilitation of schools and the safe school initiatives will now be implemented in full swing.
We heard reports that due to the ongoing onslaught against the militants, some of these militants are running, as you said, and some of them are dressing in women's clothes just to avoid this onslaught. Do you have any information as a result of this?
Yeah, quite a number have been paraded as a result of that episode. The citizens fleeing have, Boko Haram, they are fleeing the area in various forms, whether dressed as women or even disguising in other dresses to attack other, innocent communities on their way out of frustration and anger. And also they have resorted to bombing in a few crowded areas here and there, typical of their style. But vigilance is being set up to ensure that even that is reduced to minimum.
Now, how are residents who hitherto were under the control of Boko Haram, who control the areas that they live, how are they reacting to them being liberated, places being liberated, about this latest development of onslaught against them? How are they reacting to all these?
Well, there is massive show of appreciation, and they are not returning almost immediately because more provocations need to be concluded. And they'll be so advised appropriately. And what we say is that they should wait for government advice and instructions from security personnel on their movement back home. Besides that, some of those communities that are already safe, their traditional organization is putting in place necessary, have put in place necessary structures to get them back. The area of Mubi has been on inviting the citizens and subjects to come back home. The place has been liberated. A lot more people are visiting to confirm and to ascertain that the areas are safe, and they can, so they can come back again. So there is a lot of anxiety. There is a lot of, in addition to excitement and appreciation of the courage of the military and the government for providing the necessary equipment to reinforce the local capability.
Critics of the government are saying the government has gotten mercenaries from outside to come and fight Boko Haram instead of the military. And they said they saw the white people who are operating all kinds of heavy military equipment going to Boko Haram areas and fighting, and not necessarily the military. What is your response to such reports?
This is one of the suspicious comments you will get. The government has reinforced its armed forces by securing additional equipment from various places to enhance the capability. And they are deploying that for the purpose. Most of our soldiers are still out there. None has returned home. Those who have been deployed to go and fight in the area are still there fighting. We have reports of wounded. You can see them. You can visit them. So I don't know where this is coming from. And I don't know why, whether they don't want us to win this war. But what I know is that Nigeria will surprise the world once again by winning this war against insurgency. We have refused to be swayed away with insinuations and allegations of things that are not true. We remain focused to fight what is our common challenge as a nation. And our government has remained committed and will not be deterred by this. It will continue to enforce what it should do within the limits of democratic persuasions and values, so that those areas are free for peace, stability and harmony in Nigeria, irrespective of what people are saying and who is fighting. But we should know the Nigerian Armed Forces is professional. The Nigerian Armed Forces is still discharging its responsibilities elsewhere. We have over 2,000 troops outside Africa, outside Nigeria, in other parts of Africa and the rest of the world, helping those countries to keep peace. And the same training, the same capability, the same style, the same reinforced here with equipment and hardware, is what the army is doing in Nigeria to reclaim this territory.